Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. This programme is an interview with Debbie Harry, discussing her acting roles and favourite film music. I hope you enjoy the show. Miss Debbie Harry has agreed to come along and play us some of her favourite soundtrack music. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Hugh. Nice to be here. Hi, everybody.
It's a great pleasure to have you here. And I'd just like to ask you about your links with film, because now I've been told that the band Blondie holds the record for the most frequent use in soundtracks of the tracks of Blondie. Did you know that?
Who told you that, Clem?
Yes. No, but it's pretty massive, isn't it? I mean, I looked.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I looked on IMDb, and I mean, the use of some of those tracks is just ridiculous. So many films. It's been in so many films.
Yes, ridiculous.
So that's a pretty impressive, I think. Now, but you've also got other links with films in the sense that you've done a lot of acting. I mean, you're listed as being about 50 films as an actress.
Really?
Yeah,
didn't you know I don't that? Really count that many. I don't, you know, I don't think I have. I think I've done a lot of cameos, you know, little walk-on bits and one day's work and stuff like that, which I sort of don't really count.
Yeah.
But I've had a few nice roles.
I like Videodrome.
Yeah, I like Videodrome.
I like that one. That was a special one.
Yeah, that was a cool one. I like Cronenberg, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'll ask you about him later.
Okay.
So, come on. Now, you brought some of your favourite soundtrack music with you today. And what are you going to start with?
Natural Born Killers.
That's a fantastic
and
soundtrack.
And I really love the, what's his name from Canada's thing? The, oh, God, what is it? Standing outside of the jail and singing that song.
Waiting for the miracle, been this happy since the end of World War II. Nothing left to do when you know that you've been taken. Nothing left to do when you're begging for a crumb. Nothing left to do when you've got to go on waiting. Waiting for the miracle to come. About you, baby, it was just the other night. Most of you was naked, but some of you was lame. The sands of time are falling from your fingers and your thumb. And you were waiting for the miracle, for the miracle to come. Yeah, baby, let's get married. We've been alone too long. Let's be alone together. Let's see if we're that strong. Yeah, let's do something crazy, something absolutely wrong. You've been taken. Nothing left to do when you're begging for a crown. Nothing left to do when you've got to go on waiting.
Waiting for the Miracle from
Natural Born Killers.
Natural Born Killers. Bit of a landmark movie that was, wasn't it, when it came out?
Very exciting picture, and such a dark sense of humor about it, and great performances. I love the casting. I loved a lot of things about it. I love the photography. It was kind of just marvelous.
Yeah.
Entertaining. It's one of those movies that when it was over, I wish that it was still going.
Yeah.
I wish there was more of it.
And I think it works better on the big screen as well. I've never tried to see it on a home on a little screen, but I would think it works better on a big one.
Oh, it's probably pretty overpowering in a big one.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you, what's the first film that you ever can you remember seeing that really sort of did something and you've thought and you've remembered it ever since?
Well, I think when I was a kid, the first movie that I ever went to see was called The Great Caruso, starring Mario Lanza.
Funny.
And, you know, very moving, you know, of course, opera, you know. But I don't really remember the music particularly, but it was curious that I would go to something like that for the first one. My parents must have taken me.
Did it make you think that you wanted to be a singer then, or maybe?
Oh, no, I was already singing then, yeah. But I think the first one that really made me, I just didn't want it to end. I was in the movie.
Yeah.
In the movie was Juliet of the Spirits.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I had been to see, you know, Kurosawa and, you know, a bunch of other stuff right before that. And, you know, those were mind-boggling, too. Great stuff.
So now Nino Rota did the music to Juliet of the Spirits, didn't he? As he did. All the Fellini stuff.
Yeah.
Is he a favorite of yours for film music?
Yeah, I love Nino Rota. I think part of the reason I like Nino Rota is that it embodies this aspect of, you know, European culture and the circus. You know, the world of the circus, and he really seems to capture that in his music. And it's also, you know, sort of unearthly and I think it's, you know, has that Italian thing in it for me.
Yeah.
You know, as
a bit of melancholy in it as well.
Yeah.
Very European.
Yes, very.
So, well, let's see if we can find a piece from an early black and white movie of Fellini's.
It's in black and white. I'm pretty sure it's black and white. And the scene is the music when he's a little Catholic boy and all the little boys after school and he's got the cape on. They run down to the beach and they go, Baba, 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 come out!
A piece of music you've chosen is from Fight Club.
That's right. I love Fight Club. I love the casting. And I love the way that it was shot. And it's such a concept, you know, what, oh, where did this come from, right? I didn't really catch on right away that he was schizophrenic. It took me a little while watching the thing.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of set in a future world, really, isn't it? It could have sort of science fiction, you know, 50 years time or something. Who knows?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it's just surreal. Has a surrealness to it, which is always nice in film.
And it went a bit crazy at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
As they do.
Yeah.
So this is going to be your selection, which is called What is Fight Club by the Beat Brothers. Now, I see you've got ready in your hand a real surprise for me to see, and that's the original original soundtrack from the film Black Orpheus, which, wow, I mean, what is it about that that has attracted you?
This is one of my all-time favorite movies. Completely smitten by everything about it. The location shots, the performances. You know that the male performer, I can't think of his name, it's probably right here, was a great football star in Brazil.
Right.
Very, very loved person, very loved man. And he died fairly recently, and I clipped out his, all of a sudden I found it in the Times. I said, oh my God, he's gone. And, but it's a fantastic thing. And it's just, you know, the classic Greek story, but told in samba time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love story.
It's just wonderful. Black Orpheus, the soundtrack is like a lot of really great soundtracks, is that it's principally one theme, and there's a song that's quite beautiful, and it's treated in many different ways. And then, because this is Brazilian, there's the song, and then there's this madness of the samba and the street sound. And I think on this particular soundtrack, a lot of it is live. It's captured live from the real carnival, and it's very beautiful. I can't get enough of it. Every time it comes on, I have to watch it. So I recommend it. way, one of my other favorites that's in a way like Orpheus, Black Orpheus, is the theme from The Third Man, which is also a wonderful piece of music and just treated in all these different ways according to the mood. You know, sometimes it's very fast, you know, when it gets tense, and then it goes, you know, gets very mysterious and tense.
Okay, so what have we got next there?
Next, I've got Taxi Driver, the theme by Bernard Herrmann, which is completely haunting and wonderful. And again, as a great movie theme, you know, it's vamped in and out throughout the whole film and treated in a lot of different ways. And this is a big orchestra piece. It's different than, you know, the other, you know, pieces that I've chosen.
Uh-huh.
It's a big full orchestra, you know,
yeah,
orchestration, and very, you know, really moving, you know, that whole tense, fantastic. And I went to a screening of Taxi Driver recently, and it was a restored and shown on a big screen, and Scorsese and Paul Schrader, who wrote the picture,
right,
did a Q&A at the end of the screening. And so, I don't know, somehow or other, Bernard Herrmann came in, the soundtrack came in, and Martin says, well, you know, I tried to get hold. I wanted Bernard Herrmann to do it. And, you know, I went over to London and, you know, he wouldn't even see me. He wasn't interested. And, you know, I kept pursuing him. And
he's the man who did all the Hitchcock movies, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bernard Herrmann. So, Then Martin said, I kept pursuing him. And then, I finally, you know, hooked up with him and got him a script. And he actually, he read the script and he said that he would do it. But the only reason he said he would do it is because he really liked the way the main character ate his cornflakes with, I think it was either cognac or Southern Comfort on the cereal.
Right.
And that's why he chose to do it.
It's an interesting little nugget.
Well, I don't know
nugget.
If it's for real, but that's what he said, you know. I mean, so, you know, I guess he somehow felt that was a very interesting plot twist.
Yeah. And so Taxi Driver, how did you feel when you first saw that movie? Did it affect you deeply?
Well, you know, I was living in New York. I knew the territory intimately.
Right.
So it was, you know, I loved the photography, the way that they captured the lights in the streets.
Yeah.
And that monologue, you know, it says when, you know, a good rain comes and washes all the scum away, the perverts, the hookers, the junkies, the you know, he runs down this whole line of, you know, New York street life. I'm just saying, Okay.
Sounds pretty normal to me.
Yeah, and I actually performed the monologue for a while. We Chris and I would do that when we had a small band. You know, we performed that monologue with the music.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And I see we've got next coming up the film performance.
Yes, that's a wonderful film, wonderful rock film. Great, great performances, really. And really interesting, dark, you know, I don't know, great, you know, rock and roll images. And was it James Fox?
James Fox, amazing performance from him, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
And what have you picked from this? You picked...
I think we have track two,
which is called Performance.
Yeah. The reason that, I mean, you and I both like this is because it's seemingly ahead of its time with its, you know, electronic content, you know, and sort of abstraction. But in a way, it's sort of like John Cage.
Yeah.
You know?
Very minimalist, and then very hysterical vocal on it.
Yeah.
And this was... Was this the first time that we saw Jagger on the big screen?
I think so.
I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And people were pretty impressed, actually, with what he did, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Anita Pallenberg was so beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was in a run-down Notting Hill, wasn't it?
And we've driven past that house many times. Yeah. Every time we go by, it just says, look, that's where they did performance. That's the house.
Thank you.
So it's great having you here, Deb, and sparing a bit of time to talk us through some of your favourite movies and some of your favourite movie music. Mm-hmm. And tell us, what are you up to at the moment?
Right about now, I'm finishing up with the promo for Panic of Girls.
Right.
And, you know, I have a few more weeks to go. And I'm sort of looking forward to the holidays and, you know, hanging out with friends and, you know, acting like an idiot.
So that's touring performances and things.
Yes, we did all of that since last June and just finished recently. Got back on the 10th. And so now I have some personal appearances and some benefits and stuff like that. And then I'm going to pull the plug. But not the big plug.
No, not a big plug.
No.
But what about what about any movies in the pipeline or anything you can talk about or anything you want to tell us about?
No, I'm interested still. But honestly, you know, what I've come down to is that if I do another, I want to do a real character that I can develop and not just drop in, you know, and do these like sort of one-day shoots.
Cameo things.
Yeah. Yeah. I really want to, you know, work as an actor, you know, really do what I've done in the past, you know, long ago.
Yeah.
And just do it now.
And what's your favorite part that you've done in acting wise?
Well, I think, you know, the Videodrome is one of my favorites. Yeah. I loved Cronenberg.
What was he like to work with?
He's very low-key, you know. He's direct. He knows what he wants. And, you know, he's even-tempered. And, you know, I think he's very organized, sort of scientific kind of guy.
Perfectionist and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But also, you know, has a kind of very skewed idea, you know, of what humanity is, which
yes,
is so un-Canadian. You know, he's Canadian, but he doesn't really think like, well, I mean, anybody from anywhere, really, I can't really say that, but, you know, I mean, he was an independent sort of underground weirdo for so long, but he's made all these great pictures, really great pictures.
He's become sort of a mainstream crazy, hasn't he, really?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, and not only that, but he's a terrific actor.
He's an actor. I didn't know.
You see him, and you don't even know who he is. I know who he is, but he's in a lot of films. And he comes,
is that right?
Yes, he does. He comes in, and he does these parts, and he's kind of a scary. He's a good scary guy.
I didn't know that.
As an actor, yeah.
What is he? Would you know the name that he goes out as an actor?
Yes, he uses his own name.
Oh, he uses his own name?
Yeah.
I must keep an eye out for him in the future.
Yes, you look up his discography or
IMDb,
whatever you call it.
Look him up.
Filmography. But I did want to mention one more film, and that is Baghdad Cafe, which is a fabulous, fabulous, wonderful, sweet, charming picture, and the theme is just beautiful.
And is that again a theme that's used throughout the movie in different moods? And
I think it is. I think it is, but. I think you'd recognize it. I think it's been recorded by a couple of different people.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I've seen that movie.
It's quite wonderful. Oh, you got to see it.
Oh, there's so many movies, isn't there? There's always something to be seen.
Yeah.
But now I want to ask you before you go that I saw a great movie called Spun that you were in a few years ago.
Spun, I love
And I thought
too.
It was great fun, that movie, with Mickey Rourke playing a crazed drug maker in a caravan. He blows himself up, I think.
Yeah.
And
and I love that director too, the Swedish director. He's wonderful. And John Waters, I love working with John too.
Yeah, yeah,
so intense. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Knows exactly what he wants.
Yeah.
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 Very
excellent.
Cool. Well, that was the Hairspray thing, so.
That's right.
Got a, you know, sort of weird comedy, you know.
Yeah.
But
it had
such a good social message. I mean, it really elevated him. It changed his life, that picture.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, it was. I don't know, just, I guess it was the right thing at the right time, and it was very clear about, you know, interracial problems, and just treated it the right way with such madness, you know, and such frivolity and such adorableness that, you know, sort of like, oh, yeah.
It can be that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent.
And then, of course, you know, that it went into Broadway, and then they made a drama picture in Hollywood, then they made a musical picture in Hollywood. I mean, it just went on and on.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today. I won't keep you any longer.
Thank you for asking me.
A desert road from Vegas to nowhere. Someplace better than where you've been. A coffee machine that needs some fixing. In a little cafe just around the bend. Baby's crying and I can't sleep. But we both know a change is coming. Coming closer, sweet release. Closer, sweet.